epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Weekend kickoff starting up here at the Treasure Chest Casino every Thursday. Now happy to welcome into the radio huddle Tim Brando, Fox Sports commentator here on WWL. Tim, always appreciate your time. How you been doing?
Marvelous, Steve, and good to be with you too, Mike. I just got back from Rancho Palos Verdes. We had our college and NFL seminars for Fox, and that got everybody fired up. No one knows how to put on a seminar any better than the suits at Fox, and that's a beautiful setting to have too. Up in,
you got in, Brando. Minutes, come on,
you're 45 minutes from LAX, and you wouldn't know you're in LA. You'd think you're in the Alps in Italy. I mean, it's just such a beautiful spot. I did not play Trump National this year, though.
Okay.
Played in the greens, so I got home. I didn't stay and take a red eye. I got home on time, but I did play the par 3 course at Terranea, overlooking the Pacific, so I did get 9 holes in.
Yeah, we had Jen on yesterday, Jen Hale, and she was there, and she was like, Mike, I'm going to Atlanta because I got to do Lions-Falcons game. But they had the NFL and college football seminar Timmy is talking about. Tim, you sent me your top 15, and based on the last time we talked, I would have bet a lot of money. I told this to Charlie Long. I think he's going to pick Clemson, you know, because I got Clemson playing the national championship game too. Mm-hmm. When I saw Ohio State, I was like, wait a minute. Tim, you got to convince me now, because they had 14 players get drafted. 3 others signed free agent contracts. So that's 17. And I'll never forget something. You know, you learn something new every day in life. And so Kim Mulkey comes on late December of last year, and I asked her about, you know, piecing together a team, championship-type teams, and she was like, just go back and look. And every once in a while, that's an outlier. That's a team that, and she said, in today's world, you know, with the transfer portal experience, that might be with another team. That's not necessarily with yours. But she says, go back to 2019 and look at the experience of that LSU team. Go back last year and what Michigan did to win the national championship. And she was like, I heard you say Ohio State was going to win it this year. Aren't they one of the most experienced teams? I said, yeah. But, boy, I caught some heat picking Ohio State to win it all, especially when they lost to Michigan. Man, I must have had 20 texts that day about, you was dead wrong about that. But I didn't get any of those back when they won it to me. So give it to me, your explanation on picking Ohio State as the number one team in the country this year.
One name, 2 words, Jeremiah Smith. He's the best player in the country. And I don't care who I don't care who the quarterback is. All you got to do is just get him the ball. And that's he's a game breaker. The other thing, the culture and the recruiting that has been going on with Ryan Day's program is just phenomenal. Now, you can't stockpile the players that you once did, like Nick Saban did all those years between say 2009 and 2020. That's one of the reasons why Nick is doing what Nick is doing now. But Ohio State has galvanized as much talent and will continue to with the kind of revenue streams to build a program, as long as those guardrails are not completely up, and they're not yet. They will be. They're not yet. We know that there's a council. We know that there's going to be a cap. So we know we're going to see some of that change. But to this point, Ohio State is financially stockpiled, and from a talent standpoint, they still are stockpiled. You just don't know them all yet, but you will. Those draft picks are being replaced by future draft picks. And you can lose that game to Texas to start the season. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Texas on paper is a better football team. I think Arch could have a Heisman Trophy year. If Jeremiah doesn't win it, maybe Arch will. But Ohio State is a team. They proved it last year. I think they can prove it again. You can lose multiple games in a 12-team format if your program is built for the long haul. Okay, winning a conference championship, see Oregon for details, doesn't mean what it used to. That was an undefeated team, okay? Undefeated team, including a win against Ohio State. And then, of course, Ohio State, they spit the bit at home to Michigan. So they had two losses in the regular season and yet won the national championship. Why? Because Ryan had recruited and had built that program on the basis of being able to win a 12-team college football playoff. And they got that opportunity. Most years, that loss to Michigan would have cost them a chance. They wouldn't have been in a 14 playoff. It's different now, Mike. It's much different. Fans are going to have to get used to it. We're probably maybe a year or two away from seeing, well, especially when we go to 16, and college football fans, some of them, old-timers, people our age, will go. They'll be just it'll be a travesty to them, okay? But a 9-3 team in the future, I'll say within 5 years, a 9-3 regular season team can go 12-3 and win a national title in the not too distant future. I'll tell you, within 5 years, a 3-loss team will win a national championship. Because Tim, you know, the game is evolving, the game is changing, and your roster's got to be built for the long haul, just as it would be in the NFL.
Tim, you know who also told me the exact same thing you just said? Archie Manning.
Yeah.
Archie told me the exact same thing. He said, Mike, great, they will have a 3-win team in 5 years, win the national championship.
Yep. Right, yeah, I totally agree with him. Because I've seen so many really good teams that dropped some games that were still really good, and people tend to forget about them in college football. You know, one of the things we looked over at in the studies, Michael Mulvihill, by the way, raised in New Orleans, really bright, intelligent executive that we have at Fox. He's the guy that keeps up with really the numbers, the ratings. He's the guy that created Big Noon, the Big Noon concept, and it paid huge dividends for us in trying to deliver a statement and to be a strong competitor in college football with the inventory of college football. And we've got more people watching college football now, fellas, than we ever have. However, the sport is so fractionalized because we have so many Division I teams. The tribalism of a fan base is generally this: I know about my team, but I really don't know about the others. And I really don't care about the others, but I know about mine. If you looked at the recognition factor for so many of the great players in college football, many fans, many casual fans of college football couldn't even name for you some of the biggest names in the sport, because they're watching a lot of college football, but they're not watching entire games. They're watching bits and pieces of this smorgasbord of games that they have from Thursday all the way through Saturday night, okay? And as a result, their knowledge of these teams is not huge. They know their team, but they really don't know anybody else. And I think that's one of the things you got to consider. When a team loses a game, college football fans historically have just, well, ruled them out. They're not going to win it all. Well, if they lost one, well, maybe they could get away with that. Lost two? Okay, well, we'll discard that. You can't do that anymore. And teams evolve as the season goes on. By example, I'm going to open up with Kansas with their brand new stadium on week zero playing Fresno State. Now, Fresno State is probably the best team in the Mountain West other than Boise State. They'll be a quality opponent for Kansas to play. Kansas, after being ranked at the preseason last year, Jalen Daniels got hurt again. He has returned. They have a backup that's going to be a star. And people are forgetting about them in the Big 12 this year. But I'm here to tell you, Lance Leipold's team might contend for the Big 12 title. But people have disregarded them. Guess who cost Deion Sanders in Colorado a chance to play for the Big 12 title last year?
Yes.
Kansas. Yeah. Kansas. At the end of the year, they started getting healthy and they got their mojo back. We have a tendency to forget that teams evolve over time. And now with the season, if you're going to make a run all the way to the championship, being at 15 games, and it'll go to 16 when we get to a 16-team playoff potentially, you got to be built for the long haul. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Tim, I think one of the things, I did an interview the other day. They asked me, what's the biggest change you see in college football? And I said, certainly the movement is there that, you know, guys like you and I, we grew up, that wasn't any movement that way. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know, what 7-on-7 has done to elevate the passing game, you got mm-hmm. quarterbacks now that would have sat on the bench for 2.5 years and not played. Now they're coming in. I'm not saying particularly as a freshman, but we saw Florida do it last year with Lagway. Right. He came in, right. And he was, right. Hey, okay, I got this game. But the receiving core, and I think about the three freshmen that stick out my mind. You brought up Jeremiah Smith, and I haven't mm-hmm. seen a freshman make that type of impact in college football since Julio Jones did at Alabama as a freshman. I mean, he was a tilt-the-field player. But then the other two guys from the SEC, Ryan Williams at Alabama, who's not the biggest guy in the world, but, man, he spins you around like a top and he corkscrews to the ground. And he didn't play on a good team, but Cam Coleman at Auburn, you say, there's no way this guy's a freshman. Look at the impact. And it's a residual of 7-on-7. But I think it has really impacted the passing game, especially at quarterback, wide receiver. And, again, I think that's going to also filter into the tight end group also.
Absolutely. But what has suffered has been what? Line play as a result. Now, you can have a mediocre line, but if you have the right offense and you've got a tremendous quarterback and great receivers, you can get past that. You can in your offensive front. I mean, you can. I think that, by example, I think Nussmeier last year did an incredible job given some of the issues I thought they had in their offensive front. Now, I do think it's improved. My issue with LSU this year is not really the offensive front as much as it is the defensive front. My questions are on that side of the ball. You know, the days of having guys like Glenn Dorsey, we just haven't seen that in recent years at LSU. They know it. They're reacting to it. I think they bolstered the linebackers. They bolstered the secondary. But Mike, to your point, there are different ways of getting it done, and we now know that. And if your defense is just improved, let's say I look at LSU this year a little bit like the Saints when Sean Payton got his Super Bowl. They weren't asking them to be a top five defense, just be around top 10. What were they? They were 11th. They were 11th, and they won it all. Why? Because of that magic that they had going with Sean and Drew and the rest of that team that year. I think LSU is a very similar position with Nussmeier this season and with that defense just being okay. Not bad, not great, but okay. You got to be at least that if you've got a dynamic offense in today's game. And that's one of the reasons I feel like they can be, and I have them at 4 in my top 15, and I think they're going to be the team that does emerge in the SEC. Think about it. Nussmeier is being basically covered up a little bit by the ballad of Arch, who, not Archie who, but the ballad of Arch who that resonates throughout the college football world. I was asked this question earlier today, Mike. Tim, what's the number one storyline in college football this year? Rightly or wrongly, it's Arch. It's Arch. Everything in college football, in terms of the narrative, will tilt one way or the other on Ohio State and Texas, the outcome of that game. And if Arch gets it, then it immediately becomes his Heisman to lose, okay? Because he would have gone in and beaten the team that knocked them out a year ago. And you're right, Ohio State's not the same team. That doesn't matter anymore. It's the brands that matter. And he would have gone in and conquered the biggest brand in college football in his first game as an announced starter.
Your thoughts across the SEC, and I've seen it this year. There's one area that really sticks out, and that's at the quarterback position. You brought up Arch, Garrett Nussmeier. We saw what Lagway did. Now, hopefully he can stay healthy at Florida. Lenora Sellers at South Carolina. Oh, my God.
Right.
The kid at Arkansas, who I think's a really good football player. I like him a lot.
Yeah. And Boise State transfer.
Yes, absolutely. And you look at that, and then Austin Simmons, we were talking about him to Deuce. Okay, we had Manning camp, and we're trying to find somebody to interview right after Cabe Klubnik. And I looked across, and so I was like, who you want to go to? I said, that guy. Man, he stood up. I thought he was a tight end. I mean, he was that big. He's a lefty. He talked about his baseball career and everything else.
Right.
I think that in this year, and it's all cyclical, it kind of goes around the quarterback group in the SEC, not for every team, but for a lot of them, is really, really impressive.
And let me tell you something. My team out of the group of five, my team outside the power conferences that will represent the G5 this year is right there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Retzlaff is a difference maker. He is a guy that could take Summerall and the Green Wave to not only victory in Oxford against Ole Miss. You talk about a shocker. That could be a real shocker. And I don't need to remind you that they lost their quarterback, Tulane did, a year ago. Look what they almost won that game against Ole Miss. Probably should have won that game. I think they can go into Ole Miss this year and win. And I'm telling you, Jed Retzlaff is the goods. The goods. And even if they happen to lose that game but are competitive, I think they're good enough to be the best team outside of the Power Four and get them into the college football playoff. How awesome would that be to have two Louisiana teams just a little over an hour from one another playing in the CFP?
Tim, I don't think I've asked you this question, but your thoughts on Bill Belichick in North Carolina and how you think this will play out. We had Mike Lombardi on a couple days ago and talking about his book that he just came out with, and he's the GM for Belichick, and they've went back so many years. But your thoughts about Belichick and kind of how it ended with New England, it wasn't good, and him coming to, man, you talk about a new world of college football. He was like, well, I coach in college football. Yeah, when? 30-something years ago? Dude, the world's changed dramatically since you were last coaching in college football.
Well, since my man Lee Corso is finally stepping away from game day, maybe he can bring him in to be his, one of his analysts of the human psyche of the college player, because as you know, Belichick is close to Lee because he was once an assistant coach when Belichick's dad was an assistant at Navy back in the day. They're pretty tight. I don't think there's a coach or a person in the off season that can't wait and doesn't need toe to meet leather any sooner than Bill Belichick. Okay. It's been a drama filled off season with nothing but, you know, TMZ material swirling all around Belichick since that CBS Morning News interview. And I know Michael Lombardi well enough to know that when it comes to football, I don't think there's been any slippage. Now, Belichick's got slippage in his personal life, but I think we always knew that about Bill. I mean, we did. To the tune of this young lady that's with him now, I don't know that we knew all about that. But in the TMZ world that we live in, that's now become the story. His comfort zone will be when the season begins, because that's the world he knows. That's where, you know, he can just be who he is and win football games. Other than the Miami story with Cristobal and what's going to happen with Carson Beck in the wake of really an opportunity missed with Cam Ward, I mean, they should have been in the playoff a year ago, let it slip away. I think the North Carolina story can be one of the great stories of the season. And look, our friends over at the Worldwide Leader haven't missed out on this. I think they're going to be it's going to be all North Carolina all the time. Okay, they're going to get as much coverage nationally over there with the ACC network deal that they have, and trying to put as many Carolina games on ABC and ESPN as humanly possible. And I know people will say, well, Belichick still, he's not a player, he's a coach. Yeah, but he is bigger than just any coach. And when you see what Deion Sanders did to kind of turn college football's elitists upside down in year one, now granted he had a losing season that year, but the proof was in the pudding. In the second season, he gets the 9 wins. He has a player of the magnitude of Travis Hunter. And I think Colorado will be good this year. I don't know that they'll be great, but they'll be good, even with Shadur and Fido gone. But bottom line, North Carolina, I think, will be a major story and will help prop up the ACC in ways that league desperately needs it. Because, you know, the Big 12 is a better league, top to bottom. But if Miami can stay afloat under Cristobal, and you see Belichick do what he could do, and then to top it off, I think Clemson's going to play for the national championship, then you're talking about the resurgence of the ACC at just the right time. That league really needs some help, and I think Belichick's going to help give them the juice it needs.
I was talking to Pete Jenkins yesterday, and, you know, he's good friends with Dan Lanning, and he told me, he said, Mike, I'm telling you, I don't know if they'll win it this year, but within the next 2 years, Oregon's finally going to get that national championship. He said, one, the coaching staff there is outstanding. Dan's a tremendous coach. But he said, man, if you need resources, just look around. You know that guy that owns Nike, Phil Knight, knows how to cut a check. And so he said, hey, in the NIL world that we all live in, he said, like it or don't like it, it is a reality check. He said, I'm just telling you, coaching talent, player talent, I really think if it's not this year, next year, Oregon is going to win the national championship.
You know, I picked them to win it all last year, and then they had that horrible performance against Ohio State in the rematch. It was unfortunate for them that they had to have a rematch game after going on the road and winning and having an opportunity to play them and beat them at home, which they did earlier in the season. I mean, if they played them in the national championship, might it have been different? I don't know. Might have been. But in the Rose Bowl, that was a stinker, and Oregon defensively was just lost I mean, Jeremiah Smith was running rampant through their secondary. I mean, it was like Matador defense, and they couldn't stop him all game long. But you're right. Jenkins is right about Lanning because of his work ethic and because of the people he surrounded himself with. I love Stein, his offensive coordinator, former backup quarterback at Louisville, really gets it. He's going to be a head coach one day. They are the goods. I think because of the quarterback situation with Dillon Gabriel gone, they're a little bit iffy there. It's one of the reasons I don't like Alabama. I don't think Ty Simpson's ready for prime time just yet. He's a celebrated recruit, really good player, yes. But Alabama, people were just cussing Jalen Milroe all last year, but they're going to miss Jalen Milroe's ability to run out of the quarterback position. Now, Ryan Grubb rejoins over there, Kalen DeBoer, but Simpson cannot run the football the way Jalen did. They got to get those backs lathered up and going the way the old school Bama did. And I know that's what they probably want to do, but I don't know in the SEC against those fronts you can pull that off. Oregon, similar story. They've gotten bigger. They've gotten tougher. And speed is all over the place. I got them in my top 10. I think I've got them ranked 9 in my top 15. And again, my top 15 is not a preseason grid, starting grid. It's a predicted finish. This is how I think it's going to wind up once we get to the college football playoff.
Fox Sports commentator Tim Brando joining us. Always appreciate your insights. Thank you so much for the time, Tim.
Thank you, Timmy.
Anytime, fellas. You know that. Les éléments sont roulés.
All right, Timmy. Have a good time on the golf course. So you're not going. It's going to be limited now because you got games to cover.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.